happy hours. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Happy Hours with Mark and Rachel.
That's us. You found us. Yay. Thank you. Oh, happy and Friday.
I usually do this, but I didn't do it this time. I always clap.
I clapped.
There we go. There we go.
Have to get everybody going. Hope you guys have your libations of choice to join us tonight. Thanks for being here.
So this week, what did we do this week? We went to Barrio Brewing Company on Sunday. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Today's been a really windy day. It's just been...
It's a
cool down because after last weekend and we went swimming we went swimming during the week a couple times and then all of a sudden the weather just got
it's fickle.
What I'm going to say here is going to from people back east that are listening or wherever they're going, you guys are crazy because It cooled down to 78 today, something like that.
Really? 70. I thought it was supposed to be 80. 78. Did it go to 70?
Yeah, it did. Cooled down to 78. Mm. So, I mean, if you look at the gauge, it says that. But here's the thing. Yes, we live in Phoenix, and we are, the acclimation is what we have. We're acclimated to the heat, and so 78 degrees feels cold. I mean, people back east swim in 78 degrees, but they also have a higher humidity rate.
Right. Well, 78 is beautiful if it's not in the pool.
But it's a windy day. And that's what makes it crap.
Yeah,
so it's just blowing like 40 mile an hour gusts of wind.
The pollen. It's going up our noses.
So we swam a couple days. That was good.
Yeah.
We got that in. I'm glad we did that. Mm-hmm. It looks like this weekend, no swim for us.
Oh, yeah. No, Sunday weekend.
It's going to be 85. You want to get in the pool at 85?
It's going to be all sunny, and we've got that cover on. So
okay.
I checked the temperature the other day when I came home just to... Mm-hmm. It was 100 degrees on the top, like 6 or 7 inches. So can you imagine when you turn on the circulation
when
and
you,
get that...
Yeah, when you circulate, it'll be up to 80-something.
The 75 or 80 on the bottom mixed with the 100 on top, it'll be a nice 90.
Yeah. So we got thirsty. Mm-hmm. We got the happy hour report coming up.
Yeah.
We got Mystery Beer Theater.
Yum.
Rachel has something to say.
I think I do.
What a joke. And when I say what a joke, don't listen to her. She's talking. What a joke. Joke is this. I've got some really stupid adult jokes to tell you.
Those are fun.
I know they're fun. closing thoughts and all that stuff.
Okay,
so
there we go. We have a show, so you're in luck, guys.
So let's get started. Let's talk about the Barrio Brewing Company that we went to on Sunday, shall we?
Which was in the... Deer Valley Barrio, Air Park, which is a weird location.
Yeah.
In a terminal or next to a terminal.
It was weird. I thought that part was neat. I really did. I thought going to, I'm getting a beer. Going to the air park
and seeing the planes.
And seeing the planes and stuff.
It was cool.
Because the restaurant actually faces, I mean, you can look out at the tarmac and you can watch the planes take off and everything. So that's neat.
I guess my problem was I thought it'd be like advertised more. Like if you didn't know it was there, it looked like a post office or a government building.
It looked like a government building,
Airport, I should say.
It's not like downtown Phoenix airport where it's like international or anything.
No,
it's just a small little thing.
Had like a little thing. It's like, oh, where is this? And we were driving around the parking lot. So if you guys are going to go there, if you're local, get into the little circle, Terminal 3, you'll see a sign that says restaurant, and then you'll see like a B. Yeah, that's it. Go there.
Well, the B is...
Barrio.
Is it's like one of the
keg...
A mini keg. What do you call it? Brewing...
Kiln?
I can't even think of the name of it.
It's a keg.
It's like the brewing vats. But it's a teeny one, so it's just a replica.
Yeah.
And it's a B. So, and then on the building, there's a little sign that says Barrio Brewing Company.
You just have to look for it. You got to know where. It's not in your face.
And then there's another sign above the entryway there that says restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's at. But anyway, I digress.
We did find it.
The point of the whole thing was this. We were going to go and experience, and this is a fairly new restaurant here in on our side of town, because the other one's in Mesa, and then the original brewing company is out in Tucson.
Yeah, it's too far for us to drive. And actually, we stay overnight out there.
So. Yeah, and actually, the neat thing about Barrio is that it's one of the first brewing companies to open up here in Arizona back in 1991, I believe it was. So, so that's good, and they actually have some really good beers. I'm not saying that they didn't have that.
This particular location just barely opened in January, so we were relatively new, which was very apparent if you watch our review video.
They were relatively new, not us.
God, they were like disorganized.
The thing about that was when we walked in, the first experience we had is the young. She's not a waitress. What are the people that seat you?
The hostess.
The hostess asked us where we wanted to be seated, and I and Rachel said at a table is fine.
A booth or something. And yeah, you know.
So she did that. She stuck us at this table, and I was watching these. And we sat there for at least 10 minutes
before.
Nobody. Mark no, left. Before no, before nobody came over.
Before you left,
they walked. The waitresses were walking right by us, not even looking at us, just walking by,
ignoring us.
And I was like,
"Chopped liver."
I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah.
So I said, and Rachel's trying to be appeasing, like, "Oh, it's okay, honey."
They'll
be here eventually. No, they won't. They'll never come over here. So I got my ass up. And I'm like, I'm here for beer, and I'm here for some delicious food. I got my ass up, and I walked over to the bar, and I sat down. I go to the bartender. I go, can we sit here? And he goes, yeah, oh, sure.
No,
he was an interesting character, but he did take care of us.
So Austin,
yeah. He did take care of us. But the thing was, then after, the weird thing is, after we got up and I went over there, all of a sudden a waitress came over to Rachel and said,
well, because I was following you.
What is something wrong? What is something wrong? What is something wrong?
Well, it was probably a good 30 seconds, 45 seconds before I got out of the booth, because I was gathering. I had my old lady glasses out. I had my stuff. I was just getting my purse, so I had to get out. And then I started walking, and she's like, she looks so confused. She's like, has no one
everybody
come over
there
to
did.
You? And I said, no. No one has.
Even the bartender
was
confused.
But we're going to the bar because that's what we're here for, is booze. And we went and sat down.
The day before
that's
was...
That's what she said. No one knows what tables they are. Whoever is seating you doesn't know the situation.
The day before was 4:20, and our bartender really showed signs
of... I think
of
he was still celebrating.
Having 4:20. A lot of 4:20. So.
Which I have to say, I learned something about 4:20.
What?
I always heard that, I'm like, why celebrate April 20th? People like to go smoke pot and do stuff on this day. I'm like, what is it? I always thought it was because it was Bob Marley's birthday.
Oh, no.
Found out he was born in February. It was not his birthday.
No, and it actually was a young organization from, where did I
the
read?
The Wallies. Oh, we saw that. Yeah. They called themselves the
Was it from California?
Back in the 60s.
I don't remember.
After school.
It was actually in the 70s, actually. It wasn't the 60s.
Yes. But, they'd go hang out after school, after extracurriculum, which ended around 4:20, and they'd meet out by the wall, and they'd do their
thing. Well, then I would have been called the Fieldies, because back when I was in high school.
I was called
at lunch break. Listen to this.
I don't know what I was called.
At lunch break, we would go out to the field next to the school, which is now apartments and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And we would go out there with. I would go out there with the. You know, you'd sit around in a circle and.
Oh yeah.
Pass a pipe around. But the funny thing is, I don't even think people do that anymore. Yeah. Where you pass a pipe around in a circle. I mean, maybe they
Why
do.
Wouldn't they?
I don't know, because of germs and crap. I don't know, but back then. Yeah, you just sit there.
See, you know what? I remember
big
people
old peace
used to
circle,
collect.
Smoking weed.
They would have these cute little, I say they're cute. Do you remember? They're like pocket bongs. They were made out of like polished
They weren't
rocks.
Bongs. They were.
What do you call them? Pipes?
Pipes, yeah.
But they were made out of like polished.
Oh, yeah, they were nice.
Quartz or crystals.
Had a nice, and they had a polished. Nice silver hand, smoking.
They were like rocks.
Yeah.
But they're pretty,
and, Alana,
and people would collect. They would collect them. I'd be like, "Those are pretty," you know.
And then back in the day, this was something too. Was you'd have
make
people had like cowboy hats, and they'd have a clip on there with a feather, and that was called a roach clip.
Oh, that's roach right. Clip. I used to put them in my hair on barrettes because I thought they were cool. I didn't know what they were used for. I said. tried them
out. I used them a couple times.
I just thought all the girls had them on their like jeans and their hair. And
I'm a product of the, well, my high school years were in the 80s. So I'm a product of the 80s. Yeah. And boy, was that a fun time.
I'm a product of the 80s too, but I was a little behind you.
Late 80s, yeah. A little bit. But the thing is, what was fun was, I know we're talking about weed here, but what was really fun was actually growing up in that period, because it was just a crazy time in the United States and in the world. And it was kind of like the 70s where you're like free. I'm free.
Yeah, I miss those days.
I would go to class.
I wasn't a Molly, though, or a Fieldie.
I was a Fieldie. I'd go to class after lunch. And just
goody shoes.
Sit there and stare at the chalkboard, tunnel vision.
Had a little too much of the old sauce. No sauce.
That was weed,
the
man.
The bong.
Sure was. And it wasn't like today's weed. It was a lot weaker than today's weed.
Shit, I remember.
But it was still, I mean, look, it was tight buds of whatever type, and it was, you know, skunky and according to what
red
I
red hair or whatever they called.
Yeah.
I remember back in I must have been a freshman, and I had to go out one of my classes, I don't know. It was in a modular, like it was in like this trailer next to
you met
whatever.
Brenda?
Oh, I didn't know Brenda, but she was in my class because she was one of the girls in the back that were always smoking pot. And when I say they were smoking pot, they were doing it in class because we would watch movies.
Oh, yeah. They had the little
substitute teacher was here and they put down the
little pings, and you take the pings and it supposedly would trap the smell.
I remember smelling it. Ooh, that's gross. But the substitute teacher was just like ignoring it. And there was this two girls in the back, and their heads were always down on their desk. Guess what? One was Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Yep.
Are you listening?
Brenda Wood.
You know, that's who you were. We had the same class together, and you didn't know me, and I didn't know you.
Okay, let's go on with this.
But wasn't that funny?
Thursday.
Brenda.
Thursday, Friday.
What? Yeah. Anyway, that was our 420 story.
Yeah, I told you to. There's probably a straw down there. If you got one over there. Okay. So here's going to be a very interesting drink today.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we'll just throw some ice in the glass, guys. And you want to finish that process?
Yeah.
Putting ice in there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I just got my hands wet, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to open this, because I never can with my hands wet.
No.
These are actually 99s, and everybody who knows what 99s are?
Yeah. Brenda, you know
99
those
proof. They're 49.5% alcohol by volume. Oh, I'm sorry, I drank a lot of beer.
it's happy hour, babe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got it.
You got it. You're a strong fighter, you are.
Yeah, since I've been working out.
I'm huge. I've been working out.
Uh-oh.
Don't use your tooth.
No, I can't get that one. That one's real tight.
Oh, no.
You got it?
Yes,
she's stronger than me. Look at her. Okay, so here we go.
Can I have this one since I opened it with my muscles?
Yeah, and then dump it into your glass, please. Do that.
I see watermelon. Yep.
It is watermelon.
It's my favorite flavor.
I just smelled it. It doesn't smell like watermelon. But,
well, let me put my tongue in it.
You're not going to like that.
I do taste watermelon.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It's spilled on my hand.
I thought you were going to go.
It is very strong.
Okay.
But the watermelon flavor made me happy.
Then I'm going to take this bottle of, it's one of those little packages that you put into your purified water.
Yes.
And basically what it is just lemonade. So I'm going to...
Is that a Margaritaville or is that...
No, this is just lemonade.
Crystal Light or something.
This is just lemonade. So I'm going to pour some of that in there.
Okay.
This is just pretty much for the sweetener of it. Then...
Oh, nice. Looks pretty already.
Yeah. You can put that over there.
Okay, well.
Then we're going to top it with a watermelon seltzer.
Oh, is that polar or what is that flavor?
No, this is just from Kroger brand.
Oh, it's a Kroger.
Kroger brand.
A Chad Kroger brand.
That way we get the nice fizz in there.
Yay.
Ooh, look at that, would you?
Trying to.
And I'll leave it like that, just in case you want to put a little bit more lemonade in there.
Okay.
Because that might That might be kind of potent.
Impotent. All right.
Okay.
Where'd you come up with this concoction, babe?
While I was at Kroger today. Okay. Might need some more lemonade in there.
Let me see.
Ooh, it smells good. It smells lemonade.
Ooh, it's strong. Ooh, wait. It does need more lemonade. And probably needs another ice.
Well, that's pretty good, actually. You drank from the bottom, so
yeah.
You probably, that's probably why.
Another cold.
Yeah. But you drank cold. You drank from the bottom of it.
But I stirred it. So, did you all see? Rewind it.
So anyway, this is basically a, for those that are listening and not being able to view this, this is a highball. I think, what, a 12-ounce glass? Is it?
Hurricane?
No, it's a highball glass, but
it's a highball. Okay.
But is it 12 ounce? I think it's 12 ounce. I believe so. Probably. It is 12 ounce. Let's just call it 12 ounce.
It's a 12er. Okay. Change approved.
Yeah. So, and then we did and then we did the 99 shot, the shots that are in that little bottle.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And then
I added. It's missing something.
And then I added, well, it's just crisp. And then it's more like along the lines of a, what do you
ginger
call it?
Ginger
ale. No, it's more along the lines of, what do you call those things that the youngsters drink today?
A White Claw?
The White Claws or something, yeah. It's kind of smooth and clean.
Kind of. I guess I'm not getting that fizz of like, whew, like.
Oh, the fizz is because I use this.
I don't think there's enough of the fizz.
I think it's fine.
Really?
It tastes delicious. It tastes like a watermelon lemonade. It's supposed to say watermelon lemonade.
Okay, that's the name of this one.
It's delicious, by the way.
It is really good. It's really light. It just doesn't burn my throat, which is a good thing.
Well, do you want it to?
No, but I barely taste the carbonation, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay. But hey.
I usually like a little bit of carbonation.
I think that's pretty good. I like it.
I do think it's good.
And here goes the news, shall we? Happy Hours Report with Mark.
And not Rachel. Do, 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 do.
All right. Yes,
it
we get the point.
It sounds so important, that music.
It sounds very important.
I need to stay straight for this.
Well, the thing is, I've got a couple of topics, and I'm going to wait. I'm going to find these. I wasn't. Thank you, phone. But I got those set up. Okay, so anyway, the first thing is I heard this whole thing. It was a couple of weeks ago, but it's on. I think it's on TikTok and whatever. There's a thing that someone went a little viral with called fart walking. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, fart walking. So.
Oh.
Yes. So, I mean, when you say fart walking, what does that mean? Well,
like what old people do when they're walking.
And she thought that she first started it. I guess it's been around for a long time because it's been around for a long time. Fart walking is actually something where you can just relieve yourself.
No one recorded it or made a big deal about it.
Well, they did on TikTok.
Okay,
and stuff.
Now they
did. They did. Yeah,
okay.
It's a big thing.
I'll have to watch
it. Yeah. And then I read the whole thing. And she thought she was the first one that did it out, but it's been out for a long time.
Fart walking.
She does that with her husband all the time. So she did a video with her walking down the sidewalk. There, she's from Canada.
Honey, let's go take a fart walk. Okay, let me put on my shoes.
Yeah, well, let's go further with that. I mean, I'm going to say this. Okay. The thing is, for me, it's anything. I mean, a fart standing, you know, fart standing. Here you go.
Farting, passing gas is a natural occurrence. People do it. You don't say you don't.
Fart sitting.
Yeah, that happens sometimes too. That's normal.
Fart cooking.
Oh, now you're pushing it.
No. And I've done this.
Fart cooking. stirring the pot.
Fart running. I've done fart running. Yeah.
When you're really scared, like when a ghost is chasing you or something, or the popo, and you gotta go, you gotta fart. It scares you.
That's funny. How about fart eating? You're not eating the farts, but you're eating and farting at the same time.
When you're sitting around the table like at Thanksgiving, all of a sudden you see someone look up like, what's that smell? And everybody's looking, their eyes are, because you know you all smell it, but no one did it.
I did
fart eating.
I decided to do that one time when I was at a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh no.
And we were sitting in there, I was a Todd.
Oh,
and he was across from me. Then you remember the Kentucky Fried Chicken up by your house? It was like on
Shea and 32nd Street. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we went in there, we're sitting down
and Todd.
I got a fart. He goes, let it rip really loud like now. And those seats were like those
be something he would
plastic.
Say.
They were like plastic seats.
Just do it, dude.
And I mean, I was young, so I wasn't worried about sharding. It was actually,
oh God.
And I let it rip, and the whole place got quiet. It's like, and then we just kept on eating our chicken.
You did not.
Yeah, it was loud. And then you got rumbles in those
plastic chair.
Yeah, rumbles. You know the big plastic benches that they.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So it rumbles in there, and then people stopped and were looking around, and we just acted like nothing happened. Just kept on eating.
You had poker faces?
Yep.
Oh my God. I'm so glad I wasn't there with you guys.
Until after everybody looked away and then we started laughing. So.
I can just imagine. Oh my God, I'm crying. I don't know why it's so funny.
I doubt Todd would even remember that, but no. It was funny. And then of course, there's fart farting. I mean, that's always one.
Fart farting.
You're just farting and farting and farting, which I've done before. Okay.
But at Kentucky Fried Chicken in a plastic chair, I don't know. That's a whole new level.
And another one could be like right now, I'm fart drinking.
Fart drinking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, so what you're saying, and what my takeaway from this is, we need to make another playlist of fart stuff.
Yeah, just a bunch of farting.
Fart podcast.
Savannah would love that. My daughter Savannah likes farting. She thinks it's funny.
She probably thinks you're ridiculous for even bringing this up. But babe, do you even know? Have you watched those videos about the fart walkers? Let us know. Drop us a line.
I didn't watch it, but I just read the title, so I don't
know
exactly.
I'm just wondering if Savannah knows of these
the fart walkers. Instead of skinwalkers, they're fart walkers. The fart walkers.
They're
fart knockers.
Isn't that the theme of one of the... 007.
Yeah, I suppose. I got something else. Okay, anyway, so these are just 50 weird and crazy facts. Okay, I'm not doing 50. I'm just only doing a couple from the list.
I've got some weird things too.
Michelangelo wrote a poem about how much he hated painting the Sistine Chapel. He hated it. One translation of the poem he sent to his friend begins, "I've already grown a goiter from this torture. Hunched up here like a cat in Lombardy," I'm not sure or anywhere else where the stagnant waters poison. It doesn't sound like he was too thrilled with his task, did it?
Is that real? No. Well, the Sistine Chapel, that's the one. Okay, I've only been to Vegas, and I've seen the Venetian where the whole wall, the ceiling is painted.
Oh.
And it was supposed to be a replica of that. But yeah, you're right. He has to be up in this position forever. I would hate that too.
I would suck. I think he was laying on his back painting at the time.
Probably.
Too. So did you know that a flock of ravens is called an unkindness? Unkindness?
Unkind.
They're also known as a conspiracy, which is equally creepy.
Unkind.
Yeah.
Unkind with a D.
Unkindness. Unkindness. Unkindness.
Unkindness. Yeah. Wow. I did not know that.
I know. See? These are really kind. Oh, wait, here's another one.
Yes, please.
Did you know that the Statue of Liberty used to be a lighthouse when it was first opened?
Oh, I can see that because she's got
the torch. Yeah, about a month after the statue was opened in 1886,
people can go up there.
It became a working lighthouse for 16 years. The torch was visible for about 24 miles, so it wasn't very.
It still should be a lighthouse. Why is it not?
They should. I swear.
You
can
follow up to that story because I would like to know why it's not working as a lighthouse anymore.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay,
ready?
Yeah,
this is the last one.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Good, Mark. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. The U.S. Treasury once printed $100,000 bills.
Ooh, can I have some, please?
Between December 18th, 1934 and January 9th, 1935, the notes with Woodrow Wilson's face were issued to Federal Reserve banks. I wonder if anybody has one of those.
$100,000 bills. Says, I think they were fake.
But no, they said they never went out to the general public, which is probably for the best. Can you imagine losing a $100,000 bill? Whoa.
I think those are fake. They must have burned them or got rid of them. They were for
Federal Reserve. So
it's just printed on a piece of paper. Like, can you imagine the value of that $100,000 US dollars?
What I'm curious about is if there's one around, somewhere, if a collector would have that and how much it's actually worth.
How would the collector get it, though?
I don't know.
They would have to steal it from like Fort Knox or something.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering.
Not Fort, but Fork.
I'm curious, I'm saying.
It's happy hour. Sorry,
guys. One more drink about this.
Fort. I don't know.
And then I got to go right into one of my other favorite things to do is mystery beer.
Ooh, I'm so excited for mystery beer.
Welcome to you got Mystery Beer Theater.
I don't know why I'm so excited.
Won't you join us?
I know I sound like I'm rushing, but I'm really not because there's a lot
we have
to do.
Mark's excited. He talks fast when he's excited.
No.
He texted me at 10 o'clock this morning going, "I can't wait for you to get home. I want a party. I want some beer or something."
I didn't get home till...
when did you text me? It was early. It was before
It was
lunch.
About 12 No, it was after that. It was like 12:30 or so.
Oh, maybe I just hadn't eaten lunch yet.
Probably not. You're probably farting around. Okay, here we go.
I was fart working.
You were fart working in your place.
I'm like, you can't wait for me to get home. Okay, I'm coming. Oh,
this is a nice, pleasant smelling beer.
Okay.
I think it's a beer. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Ooh.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's a hard pour. I shouldn't be doing that.
I got fingers.
Here, just give me that one.
Ooh, and it's red. Oh, is this one of those red?
Blood orange, maybe? Wow, that's real dark.
That looks like real. I don't even want to say what it looks like.
It looks like.
What do you want me to look at?
It looks like tomato juice, actually. The color of it.
It's not what I work in a medical office. That's not what it looks like.
Well, that's disgusting. Don't say that.
Right.
But there's a lot of floats in this too.
Right.
What is the deal with all the floats in the beers lately? I don't understand. I mean, maybe it's just spent
the foam
yeast.
Is pink though, so it's got to have some kind of a orange citrus.
All I'm thinking is it's just spent yeast that was accumulated at the bottom of the can,
or one of the dark. It could be like a dark berry something. The dark.
Look at all that though. You see it?
You know how?
I mean, there's a lot of
blackberries and black raspberries have like seeds and stuff. Maybe that's it.
Could anybody answer the question as why when you open a can of these beers like this, there's a lot of floats in them? Is there a reason for that? I'd like to know.
The only reason it's got to be some kind of a fruit.
Because Rachel knows.
It's got to be fruit. Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking.
I don't think it's fruit.
Do you think there's fruit in it?
No, okay. I think it's spent yeast or something, but not that matters. But
and it does look like tomato juice. Now that it's settled.
Yes, totally.
This is so unappetizing to me, guys.
For Rachel,
I'm
it is.
Smell it.
Wait,
it
smells good. It smells like a fruit.
Okay.
It smells like a fruit of some type.
First of all, for you guys listening, I definitely cannot see through it. It does look like some kind of a tomato juice.
It's very thick.
Thick, and it's reddish brown. He'll like it. Watch.
Tastes like prunes. Tastes like freaking prunes.
Wow. It's very tart, but good.
So I would say it's a sour.
It is sour.
I'm tasting prunes.
Sour.
Isn't that weird?
I am too, actually, in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
What else could it be besides prunes? I don't remember seeing prunes on anything you bought.
I don't know. I bought all kinds of crap. So let's see. I'm going to taste one more time. That's kind of good.
I thought I saw a black raspberry, though, somewhere.
Hmm.
Okay, it's definitely a sour because I'm getting those sour notes on the sides of my mouth.
Yeah. And that could be, wow, it's really sour. Yeah, it's good. And that could be.
Maybe it's a guava because guava is thick, like a different color.
But this could be the floaters in there could be from the
yeast.
No, from the
fruit.
No, the what do you call the stuff from yogurt?
Probiotics.
Probiotics or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
From part the of that. Yogurt. I know.
All right, here we go. Let's find out.
Okay, let's see. I do like it though.
I don't even taste any of this in here.
All right.
Vanilla berry squeeze. Sour ale with vanilla berry, blueberry, raspberry, graham cracker.
Graham cracker. That's what I'm tasting. Prune taste. It's not prune, it's graham cracker.
Interesting.
You said graham cracker.
Oops,
I did.
Oh, well. No
happy
big deal.
Hour, guys.
She can say the crapper.
Yes, it tastes like a pie.
Okay,
this tastes like a berry pie. Now that I put it all together, all the berries, graham cracker crust, berry pie.
I'm going to say this, and I think we've had this. Not this, but maybe from this company before, and we've had some weird experiences with this beer.
We have, yes.
This is brewed and canned by Curbs Brewing Company, McAlester, Oklahoma.
Doesn't it say Prairie on it?
Yeah, Prairie. Prairie Ale.
Artisan
Ales.
Who did we watch yesterday? Malted Gentleman.
Oh, did he do one from them?
I think he did the pickle spice something.
Well, his was clear.
Well, he said it was from Prairie.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, we've done prairie stuff before.
Yeah.
And now we're doing it again, but this is the fruity one.
His was clear. This is very cloudy. Anyway.
Did you say yogurt or vanilla or something?
It's a sour ale. So, I mean, it could be. It's 6.8%.
I thought you said something. Did you read something that said vanilla, yogurt? Did it say yogurt?
It says a sour ale with vanilla, blueberry, raspberry, and graham cracker.
Okay, so no yogurt. For some reason, I was thinking yogurt.
I mean, it's very unpleasant to look at.
Very.
And I'm not sure if that's normal.
But now that you've planted that seed, babe, This is like a berry pie from like Village Inn. Like a berry.
Oh, wait, let me try it again.
With the blueberries and the raspberries and a graham cracker crust and all the berries. See? This is a pie in a glass.
You're right. I do get the berries now.
And the graham cracker. I get the crust.
They taste like fresh berries. You don't get the fresh berry flavor. I mean, here's the thing.
It's a beer. It's a drink.
It's an ale, and actually, it's pretty good.
Right. If you think pie, you guys, think pie. Think pie. Buy it for pie. Like it for a dessert. It's really good. I could not drink this over and over and over and over again.
I could only have one.
I can't play quarters with this.
Oh, hell no.
Unlike other beers I've had.
Yeah,
but,
well.
This is a yummy one. If you like
it is
pie.
Good. It's not bad. I would, you know, it just doesn't look good. It's off-putting by the floats and the
picture
graham cracker chunks that are in it, I guess.
You go to Village Inn, it's your birthday.
Is it graham cracker? Yeah, it's graham cracker chunks.
You get a free slice of pie on your birthday here. Let's say it's your birthday. You go and you get a free slice of pie. It's free. You're going to take it home, but you're so full. You just take it home. And happened to be a berry
and
pie.
And you throw it in your beer.
And you put it in your blender and you mix it up. And you add a little beer to it just to make the viscosity. And then you throw it
there
in this
go.
Drink. Because you want to share
you got.
It with people. This is what you
All
have.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure, Rachel. Mm-hmm. That does make complete sense.
And it does taste like a pie.
But Rachel does have something to say.
What the hell?
Huh?
That's what I have to say.
What? What the hell is she talking about? I don't even
All right.
know what... She's just rambling.
I don't know what I have to say, but I've got some things left over from last time. I had a list of 10 things, and I only did 5. These were just like some weird questions, so I'm going to ask Mark about them. So, okay. So number 1. Why does crying make your nose run?
Just wondering. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Why does crying make your nose run?
It just always does. But what do you think? Well, it's kind of obvious. I think it's obvious.
I don't know. I don't cry that much. And most of the time when my nose runs, it's because of the freaking allergies that's outside right now.
Well, okay. So tears are water overflow. Each can only hold about 7 microliters. So overflowing tears can also flood the ducts leading to your nasal passages, leading to a runny nose.
Okay.
Your little eye ducts up here?
Yeah, we
your
know what
tear
ducts.
They only hold just a teeny bit.
Explain to people where the eye ducts are.
Right in the middle of your eye, close to your nose. I'm pointing, okay. See? Mm-hmm. And then you're going to cry. Or it's going to go out your nose. Anyways, okay, my other one. Let's see. Oh, okay. You probably do this. Actually, you do this.
What? What do I do?
Why do people pace while talking on the phone?
For me, it's just nervous energy, and I do it because... Mm-hmm. I don't like sitting still. I don't like standing
There's
still.
There's a scientific reason to that, though.
I can't just sit.
Right. And most people don't just sit and talk on the phone.
No.
This is the answer that came up, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It said, our brains are used to talking to people face-to-face, which I get it when you're talking. Mm-hmm. Mutual physical feedback is lacking when you're on the phone, so our brains translate our own emotional responses into physical movements. So you're listening, you're talking, you got to get up and move because you're like listening and you're doing stuff. So that does make sense.
Okay.
You can't just harness it and sit in a chair going,
Yeah, I know. But shit happens. And
shit does happen.
You know, that's what
it's
I said.
Fart walking.
Oh. Well, there you go. Fart talking on the phone. I mean,
fart
and who
on
talks
the
on the phone anymore?
Fart
Jeez.
Talking on the phone. Clients when they call you.
No, they most of them text me now.
All right. They so do. Now this is something that has nothing to do with... right now, but you know that cartoon, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a character called Yukon Cornelius. He's the little redheaded, red beard, like, he's like our friend Ginger Yeti.
Hey, wait. Rachel.
He's the Cornelius.
Wait, stop what? For a second. I got a question.
What?
Back to that pacing thing.
Okay.
When you're talking on the phone in your office, mm-hmm. do you pace?
I try not to talk on the phone.
Okay, but people that are talking on the phone in the office, do they pace?
No, they're stuck to their desks.
There you go. It is
sucks.
A cord. See, what gave the freedom to pace mm-hmm. was the cellular phone.
Freedom.
Has nothing to
You've
do.
You've got to cut the cord and yeah. give them the freedom to roam.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the question was, why did Yukon Cornelius lick his pickaxe? There is a scene where he picks it and he's like, he licks it.
I've seen people do a weird thing. It's like, why did he just do with that? Stuff. I don't know.
Well, in the movie or the show,
like a sharpened
point. It was a deleted scene that Yukon was looking for peppermint. And if you think about Rudolph, everything was candy and whatever. So he was.
This looking, doesn't make sense. Does
well, it?
It
did. I had to think about it. If it's a deleted scene, right?
So he's thinking the pickaxe is peppermint.
He's hitting things. Oh, and he wants to know, is this edible? Oh, it's peppermint. I see. He got it. So anyways. They kept that part in when he licked. They had to, that was an hour long movie back in the day.
Wow.
A TV show, cartoon, whatever. Yeah. Okay, anyways. All right, this has to do about tattoos because everybody has tattoos these days.
I don't.
Still want one, but I don't have one.
I'm too freaking old to get one.
I am old. It ain't got to look good on me. Maybe just a teeny one somewhere.
Yeah. F it.
I used to want a big family one. Anyways, I can't do that. I want a teeny one someday.
Fuck it. There you go.
Maybe a heart right here. Okay. Anyways, how are tattoos permanent? How are they permanent?
It's the ink.
But why?
Because they go under the subdermal layer of their skin.
Cells in your immune system called macrophages. I don't even know how to say it because I don't even talk macrophages, phages, whatever. Macrophages. Yeah. Well, they eat the ink and they pass it on to their replacements when they die. So, they just keep reproducing that color.
Oh, okay.
So as the old cells die, the new one takes it up. That's why they're permanent, is what this says.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. How about...
we're running out of time here, baby, and I got to do my jokes.
Oh, you know the cartoons... Okay, well, I'm just saying. I got two more.
Okay.
Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Okay.
They did the Fred Flintstones.
Right.
And they did, I think, Yogi Bear and stuff. Okay. Why did so many Hanna-Barbera characters wear ties and or neck coverings?
It was the
period. Picture them.
Yes, but I think it was the period of time, and back then everybody was doing the bow ties and the.
I always thought that too.
Wouldn't it be?
That's what I thought. It was just like a time. Well, no, back then, and again, think of the time, 60s, 70s, whenever they were coming out. they did neck ornaments because it made the characters easier and cheaper to animate, allowing the artist to draw the head and the body separate than whatever was moving.
That makes sense.
So they just had to separate it.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Put this head on this body and then do whatever you need to do. And then because for
people that don't understand today, back then they had to draw. They had to draw all the cartoon paper frame by frame.
Frame by frame.
And it was a lot of work.
Which those Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer we're talking about, those were like clay. They had to move them frame by frame, which is why they're so choppy.
And I think what's amazing, if you look at like the old Bugs Bunny cartoons and stuff like that, they're special. They're completely
wonderful.
Warner Brothers cartoons were
and Hanna-Barbera, all those stuff,
so
and Warner Brothers, they're all great.
Yeah, they're great.
You don't have those. Everything's anime now, and they're so like
computer
every
animated.
Every character has giant boobs and spiky hair.
No, that's not it at all. But you have computer you have computer animation that wasn't like when we watched the Pink Panther. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we're introducing our grandkids into this, which is great.
Whoever spends the night gets to watch
Saturday
morning or Sunday morning cartoons.
Saturday
and we put them on. Pink Panther, Bugs Bunny.
And they love it.
Roadrunner Coyote.
They freaking love it.
But they're glued to the TV like, oh my God, what is this?
This is the best cartoons ever.
This is the best cartoon ever.
We see the stupid stick figure anime people that my parents show. But
they like
this is
that
because
that's their games. But they come over here and they get cartoons from
old
the old days.
Old cartoons were with Bugs Bunny and stuff.
Right.
Were so fluid. They were, I mean, you got the Tom and Jerry, you got, I mean, they were so amazing.
I know.
I mean,
and
they
I know
really
people
were.
Out there going, oh my God, but they're violent. Did you see that
cat
was hitting the mouse? Yes,
I know.
We did.
And
get
it
over
did,
it.
And then it didn't make
Fuck
me
off.
Violent, so whatever. F off. Yeah, totally.
But
okay,
anyways,
I'm getting drunk.
It.
Let's go on, because I got
Lastly,
some jokes.
Lastly, why do owls move their head to look around?
In their
head.
Almost a whole circle.
Yeah, like, you know, owls do this kind of thing. Like, why do they do it?
They do it to check on their environment and
why?
Because they're looking for a mouse.
Why don't they just look around?
Well, because they can.
Because they can't.
Well, I would say if I could move my neck in like almost a 360 degree thing, that'd be cool.
Well, then your eyeballs wouldn't need to move independently.
Yes, because you could look down.
Eyeballs,
you could be like a
owls don't have that capability.
No, I'm saying
I learned that.
Oh, what? Owls can't look down?
Their eyeballs are tube-shaped, and they can't move their eyes around like humans can, so they have to move their whole head when they want to see things.
Oh,
they're tube-shaped. That's strange. So they don't roll around. They're tubed, I guess, which makes sense. I mean, they're big old round eyes, but I guess they go back tubular and they can't. Anyways, I learned all that.
I did not know that.
That was interesting. So I mean,
that's great. That's great.
I know, that's great. I need more beer, babe.
I'm good, and let's start the joke the bad what a joke portion of the show.
Oh, I don't have a joke.
I do.
I am a joke.
Here's the first one. Okay, I've got a couple.
Let's see if I get it. Is it a knock knock joke?
No, oh. I do have one. I should do it. It's okay, a funny one. The doctor walks in and says, "I have some bad news. I'm afraid you're going to have to stop masturbating."
Knock knock.
I don't understand, doc. The patient says, "Why?" Because the doctor says, "I'm trying to examine you."
That's terrible.
Where's my knock knock? Oh, here it is.
That actually was really funny.
I know. Here's one. Ready?
Put your hands up, sir.
Okay, ready? You're going to do the other part. Ready?
Oh.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat mop who?
You eat your poo?
I do.
Gross.
That's not even funny.
I gotcha. That was a good one.
I eat my poo. My poo.
How do you spot a blind man on a nude beach?
He's putting a stick where it doesn't belong.
It's not hard.
Oh. Come on.
I know. These are funny.
He has visions in his head, I'm sure.
All right, what do you got?
That was terrible. But I was laughing.
What do a nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common?
A nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy.
Yeah.
Floppy and fuzzy, cute, and they smell like puppy breath.
A wet nose.
Oh, no. That's not where I was going.
No. That's where I was going.
That's nasty.
Okay.
No. Puppy breath is nice. Okay, that was fun, babe.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay, great.
One more. Okay. What do you call a person who doesn't masturbate? A liar.
I was going to say, what? Who doesn't? Maybe you don't even know you're doing it.
You're a liar.
Your hand. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, bullshit.
I didn't know. Where's your other hand? I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, guys know their hands are always down there playing with their thing. So
unless you're out in the field or against the wall on 420,
You're working because you can't. Well, you could, I guess. I suppose masturbate your junk, but I mean, whatever.
Why would you?
You're
do
not
that?
Gonna do it, but you're Why gonna touch you it that? Every time you can't get a chance. Well, when you pee, all that stuff. Yeah, well, pee.
Honey, testing. You have to when you have to go potty.
Look at little.
That's not masturbation if you have to touch your pee-pee when you go potty. Just saying.
could turn into that.
Could turn into that. Yeah, never know. I don't know. Because when I go pee, that never crosses my mind to check things out.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry you don't get it.
Maybe you guys all do that. Rando, you got to chime in? Does Mark know what he's talking about?
Rando ain't watching. He tuned out a long time ago.
Well, this will be a challenge. We'll see if he got to this point.
I doubt it.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, everybody, you know what?
It's happy hour, I guess.
This is happy hour.
It is.
And I'm glad that you guys have joined us.
Mm-hmm.
You can... any closing thoughts that you want to say?
My hands are here and here. I'm good.
You're good.
I'm happy you guys are here. We're loving you.
One more joke, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
I should get some jokes. I didn't have any knock-knock jokes.
I know. You don't have any jokes in general. I don't have any more.
I should just say we do have other playlists if you have made it this far. And I'm just reminding you, drop us a comment or a like and subscribe. But go check out our other playlists because Mark works really, really hard to put up like cooking things, travel things, casino things.
Besides this rude, gross show that we do.
Yeah, we've got a lot. So
you don't have to listen to this show.
Get you happy, then go check out something else.
We're going to post this show every week, but you don't have to listen to it.
Watch the other shit if this pisses you off.
But we you know, you can find us on, here's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
The podcast part, you can find us on iHeart, Spotify, and some other.
Not the Apple stuff, though.
No, not Apple.
We just don't do iPhone stuff.
And YouTube and Rumble. But here's the thing. If you want to watch
we do those.
If you want to watch our other shows, you can find us on YouTube, Rumble.
Yeah.
X.
Other platforms.
Other platforms. They're there. It's all there.
Go check them out if you're ever bored.
It's all there.
You know, we're also good for in the middle of the night if you can't sleep. You just log on and go, what else does Mark and Rachel have? Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Hey,
they're
look, they
on
went
again.
To the Grand Canyon Brewery. Let's see what that's about. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, they went camping 5 years ago. Let's watch that. Just do it.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, everybody.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Have a good night and or day or whatever you're doing.
Wherever it is when this video
I'm waving
finds you.
For the people waving. That aren't. Are watching or listening
on air.
Anyway, so thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and God bless you. Have a good night.
Yay.